This week, Governor Mark Gordon started addressing Wyoming's $1.5 billion shortfall with $250 million in budget cuts. The cuts are due to the economic fallout from COVID-19 and a sudden drop in energy prices. Gordon has said he would like to see cuts, reserves, and some new revenue sources, including taxes, used together to address the shortfall. But attaching that last leg of the stool remains difficult. Recently, the legislature's Joint Revenue Committee considered a wide range of revenue options. They included removing many of the exemptions allowed for sales tax, including restoring a tax on food, increasing the sales tax by 1%, and they looked at getting more revenue from property taxes. Casper Representative Pat Sweeney noted that the committee was not approving any taxes. They were just sending a bill to the full legislature for debate.
Even if you've signed a pledge and are totally against raising taxes, that we move, the committee moves us forward because it is going to be a three-legged stool, cuts, revenue, and using part of our savings.
But to no avail. One by one, the committee voted down proposed legislation. Many on the committee have pledged no new taxes, at least until serious budget reductions are made.
But the reality is that we're entering a new period where we're going to have to really, really prioritize our tax dollars.
That's Sheridan Representative Cyrus Western. He's a member of the Revenue Committee and says Wyoming can no longer continue to provide all the services it has in the past and needs to find a more sustainable level. He says cuts are necessary, but he acknowledges they will hurt.
These are our neighbors, our friends, sometimes our family, people who live in our communities. It's going to be very, very painful.
But Western says they have no other choice. Fellow Sheridan lawmaker Senator Bo Beitman also voted against the proposals, which was no surprise. During the past legislative session, he used terms like the party is over when he tried to get fellow senators to support his proposed reductions.
I've been kind of yelling from the rooftops that this kind of spending is unsustainable, and here we are. We as a body haven't had the appetite to make the hard cuts, the cuts to K-12 education, the cuts to UW, and the personnel cuts, not just cutting unfilled positions.
Laramie Representative and House Minority Leader Kathy Connolly finds such proposals appalling.
How do we attract people to Wyoming? How do we have an educated workforce, an educated citizenry? Right? I mean, I don't want to cut education.
But many do. It's because education has been deemed off limits due to a funding lawsuit in the 90s. So over the years, education spending has gone up, while a lot of spending in state government has actually gone down. Because of the school funding model, the governor can't make direct cuts to education, but during a recent news conference, he urged school board members to make 10% cuts on their own, which probably won't lead to much. So, Representative Western is ready to propose some reforms to the model. He wants the legislature to remove some education requirements and take extracurricular activities out of the model.
These are very important things that can really enhance the experience of a child's educational experience, right? But when you're going to, me as a policymaker, if you're going to put me in a position where I have to prioritize our dollars, I'm going to choose STEM. I'm going to choose to make sure we can pay STEM teachers a good solid wage that we can recruit and retain good teachers.
Western and Beitman say that Wyoming has got to rein in the services it offers the state. But Minority Leader Connolly points out that services cost a lot because Wyoming is so spread out. She says you have to have things like Department of Family Services offices available to all residents. Connolly says it's going to be important for the state to educate people about these things. Governor Gordon says another part of the problem is that people hear a lot about Wyoming's reserves.
What I think most, many Wyoming people may be thinking is we've got all this money. We've got our permanent funds. We've got the LISRA. And we need to get that down to a very simple approach so that people understand there just isn't that much money.
Gordon also believes those who oppose taxes will only come around when the state is in dire circumstances. This is the same thing that Governors Geringer and Sullivan faced in the 1990s. Minority Leader Connolly has a strong reaction to that sentiment.
I think think it's irresponsible for us as legislators to go down that road and say, well, not until our neighbors are harmed, our communities are harmed, that we're going to do something about it.
Connolly says it's refusing to do what's necessary. The House Revenue Committee will meet again this fall and can reconsider these bills along with some other proposals. Chairman Dan Swanditzer said he hopes at least a couple pass so they can be considered by the full legislature in January.